You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got a packed show today. We got Drea back from Boogie Brunch to discuss what went down there. If you don't remember, she was on last week talking about Booger Brunch, the Booger Money, the brunch, etc. It's a tongue twister if you say it fast. But anyway, she'll be back to talk about how that went and what else she's got in store for the future. Very exciting things. And we got the return of Taz. She's on her way right now. And we had some homework for the ladies after the last show, so we're going to be discussing the results of that. And we got a bunch of submissions, so we're going to try to play a bunch of music, have some good conversations, and just keep it moving. So if you didn't know, LFODradio.com, you can hear all the latest podcasts, Granite State being the most recent. Tomorrow we're dropping the Shimmy Combs podcast. Shimmy's over with CTTC Radio, contribute to the culture. He does a lot of stuff for the city, and we had a good talk about Boston hip-hop and stuff like that in general, how to move forward. SoundCloud.com/LFOD is fire. You can actually have the Boogie Brunch interview on there, as well as Slain, Danny Boy from House of Pain, stuff like that. Any phoners or shorter interviews, as well as new music, likes, reposts, playlists. I've been listening to a lot of Dave East recently. I don't know if people know Dave East, but he's dope. And he does these things called East Mixes, where he just rips industry tracks. And I realized he didn't have a playlist on his SoundCloud where I could listen to all of those, so I made my own. So if you go to soundcloud.com/LFOD, there's a playlist called East Mixes. You can catch all of them there. Get hip. That's about it. Submissions@LFODradio.com. Send us music. Producers, send us beats. We're bringing back the Alumni Cypher Series this July. We'll have a list of participating MCs shortly if you need further motivation. But if you saw last year, you really don't need much more than that. Also, one more announcement. June 16th, 2016, we got our first ever live event. LFOD presents Rael, Tim Nye, and Rekshop Movement, DJ Poppy Laced, at the Middle East. You can learn more about that also at LFODradio.com. Speaking of submissions, we got a bunch this week, so just to demonstrate that we actually do, in fact, play what you send us. This is from a dude called Roz Beats, and it's featuring Fev, who's out of Harlem. I hadn't heard this song till about 2 hours ago, but it's solid, so we like to support that. You tune in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Zero feed.
You safe in your city.
Enough of that playtime, let's get busy, you know what I'm talking about? This here is my ceremony flow, a lot of MCs getting capped up. Before I wrote verses, my people were getting wrapped up. Same old in my whip, getting stacked up. On my way to the stoop, told Rise, load the track up. Lap up, it's what I tell the hoes, cause we riding out. Stood for 20 minutes, figured out what the mind's about. The lion is out, woke me on my slumber, think roar when you hear my voice. Clear as thunder, need bread, no wonder they try to hold me under. Seen them steady blocking the developed a little jumper, huh? That's Tone Son, plan on having a long run. If you shopping for souls, you came for the wrong one. Front line, Poppy, I never fronted. Need mine like you need yours, player, how bad you want it. Cash on delivery, I send a text back. If it's over, that's on me, no coming back. It's the reeking, speaking and breathing the living fact. If you ask them, they probably'll tell you it's all rap. My comrades come out of pocket, it's all stacked. Like the late great, say grace and get fat, huh? Right. Now who wanna come test us? Came in that big black thing like hitting pressures. Learn game, earn name, apply pressure. Fly further, UFO and Rise merger. Front line, I never fronted. Riding in that new black thing, I'm getting blunted. Smoke lie till I close my eyes, I'm seeing hundreds. Need mine like you need yours, player, how bad you want it. Front line, I never fronted. Riding in that new black thing, I'm getting blunted. Smoke lie till I close my eyes, I'm seeing hundreds. Need mine like you need yours, player, how bad you said I'm overlooked. Must be these flights I'm on, cause now I look over money till the nights is gone. And it won't stop till the early morn. I hit a lick, won't spend a chip type. I'm on. Life changed since my daughter was born.
Weather the storm and get to where I'm going. Reap the fruit of my lawns. You on the island all alone, ain't nobody to call. I burn weed and roars at the light by the loft. Finger for the cause, aware I'm a boss. Took full responsibility on every loss. Not gang, guess I pay my cost. No pain, flow flame, mix propane, they hit my boss. Quick blow, like hoes, hopping into the car. Sunshine like one, I plan on getting this far. Hit the stage, keep the crowd ajar. That's why I stand out all on my own in the crowd of y'all. Front line, I never fronted. Riding in that new black thing, I'm getting blunted. Smoke lie till I close my eyes, I'm seeing hundreds. Need mine like you need yours, player, how bad you want it. Front line, I never fronted. Riding in that new black thing, I'm getting blunted. Smoke lie till I close my eyes, I'm seeing hundreds. Need mine like you need yours, player, how bad you want it.
What else, man?
Get my people back, reborn all my dawns in Cheeto black. Tainted hearts and train of thoughts on evil tracks. Steamroll, I bring cold, hope it's an even match. Got reattached to the lost chosen. I'm too hard headed to be soft spoken. Tell them the bar's open. I'm water walking over frost smoking. In a fixed system with fixed incomes and get a law broken. But wait a minute, I'm 60 seconds away. I mean, your favorite rappers only got 60 seconds to pray. No disrespect, but even if Diddy stepped into play, you can expect a fresh set of death roses every day. Cause it's all eyes on me against them all. I'm borderline throwing my freedom against the wall. Miller, trace lines to the mudslides of the world. No cosigns, referrals, just blood diamonds. So as the sun rays beam, I'ma shed the light. Sometimes I gotta wait for dreams to go to bed at night. But live like I already found a better life. I live like I already found a better life. It's either that you always wrong or you never right. Cause ain't no way no one can tell me what my heaven's like. I live like I already found a better life. I live like I already found a better life.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let the needle scratch. It's hip hop. Tell the people that they being distracted by what they see in that. You see a trap, I see a hold on my dynasty. And what you call a riot, I call a hope for society. You say blasphemy, I say rhapsody. I'm greater than a Gatsby, never fall into tragedy. And one day that'll be classic, but for now, I'm in a war with life, getting my ass kicked up and down. I got a house full of pain, I jump around. Cause if I dumb it down, I'ma remain in the underground. But hey, it's a hard life, but I've been there, so I'm in here with a wolf pack, snatching the wool after the chin hairs. Got a fam to support, what's the damage report? Trying to manage my fort, got my hands to the north without a prayer. But I prize fight for the profit, searching for a god to box. So as the sun rays beam, I'ma shed the light. Sometimes I gotta wait for dreams to go to bed at night. But live like I already found a better life. I live like I already found a better life. It's either that you always wrong or you never right. Cause ain't no way no one can tell me what my heaven's like. I live like I already found a better life. I live like I already found a better life. Yes, sir.
Data on rap radar, MCs, please see spitting the clip in the lip and when I squeeze.
mischievous soul. Blow holes in a Panasonic and a sonic speed. Dream shatter upon caliber fun fact. For you free charge, no fee. These bars go fee. 5-4 from blow flow to smithereen. Severing, weathering heights, mothering mics mean like Joe Preem. Team go green, I'm pro bean. Town that is, what sound that is. Not supreme, rhythmatic, eternal king. Spit a lungy at the screen. My posse on F, up the paparazzi I bring. Invest in naughtiness by nature. Audience like garbage, bits of danger. Back the fuck up and meet Jamaica. Let that whack rap die with the rest of these fools. Rex got the recipe. True, true, true. Rex got the recipe. True. Rex got the recipe. True, true, true. Rex got the recipe. True. Rex got the recipe. True, true. Let the whack rap die with the rest of these fools. Rex got the recipe. True, true, true. Rex got the recipe. Prototype of the chosen holding the mic. The voice, the audience like my voice avoided the life. But the poisonous noise at night through the flight, it get cold as ice. The prophet's reading you rights like you criminal options. Minimal, simple, roll of the dice. Chances microscopic, the profit. Everybody's advice is the best advice in their optics. They know it all in their eyes to the moment they realize that the steady sharpening knives protect against army cannons. Problems are 99 and they and wanna talk ish. Let's shoot fit and sport it. It's useless to loosen nooses and still be naughty. Sugar becoming corpses, ducking from blammer torches. But swear to Jehovah, your power equals stampede of horses. Forcing it with the falseness, poses where they important. Rare breed of MC, a disciple of the anointed. The picture of pain is pointed, so vivid the image noted. Cross T's, got eyes on it, planted the seed and sowed it.
All the issues gon' start balancing out. You know what I mean? It's nothing but authenticity.
All right, that was the brand new one from Rex, The Recipe, produced by Knots. Shout out to Rex. He is a... What's up? Volume
can't,
right there.
Can't hear this. Oh, yep. Oh. Hello.
See? All right. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Brand new from Rex, produced by Knots, The Recipe. That's off The Greatest X, coming soon. His 10th studio album. Which he was in here talking about that a little while back. I'm amped for it. He's definitely one of the... He consistently elevates the flow and pushes the art to a new place. So I'm always excited to hear what he's doing. You can hear the Rex podcast at lfodradio.com. Listen to the Rex Cypher at SoundCloud/LFOD. He went off the top. He does that. Not everyone does, but it's always appreciated. Rex is dope. I wish he got more of like a... Knots has like those sort of slamming, like jarring, sort of off-kilter beats. I was kind of hoping he got one of those, but that's still pretty good. I like Knots. How do you feel about Knots, Drea?
I don't know how I feel about Knots. I can't really say that I've listened to Knots that much or ever, but I'd listen to him and then give you my opinion.
He did the joint with... Pusha and Kendrick off Pusha's album.
Ooh, okay. Well, then I must like him.
A lot of his beats
Pusha.
Are like that. They're like, they're just like swung
they're
out.
They're like, what? What
I can't do it. I can't
wait,
do it.
I gotta that again.
Nah, I can't do it.
I gotta see it again.
He knots his classics all over the place, but he goes under the radar. He's been on a lot of excellent albums with excellent artists. Yeah. Before that, Jamil Malik, Boston's Own. He produces raps. I believe he produced that one, Better Life. And then we kick things off with Roz Beats with Frontline featuring Fev. Very curious about this guy because he sent me this email saying he had this new song. I should check it out. He's got a new album coming out with Rock Marciano, OC, Elzai, AG, Rashid Chappell, Blackistan, and Breeze Bruin, which is, you know, there's some heavyweight MCs in that list. So, kind of curious who this dude is and what he's got going on, but Roz, if you're listening, tell me something. But we're here to talk about the Boogie Brunch.
Yeah.
Presented by Booger Money. Now, when we put this online, it's going to be a podcast, so we're going to cut and paste last week into this one.
Okay.
So pretend they already know what it is.
Okay.
And let's fast forward, stepping into the future.
that was
again,
a great
please?
Sound effect.
No, you got to say rewind.
Rewind.
Okay, there you go.
That was good. I like that. That was solid.
Looks like we don't need a soundboard. We have live in studio sound effects
in the house.
What can't she do?
She's beatboxing.
We have Sam's beatboxing.
Well, yeah, we have a lot to offer here.
All the things. LFOD Radio, live free or die radio.com.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah. There was a brunch.
We threw a little party.
Yeah.
You know. I was really, really inspired by the tremendous amount of support that the community showed. I thought that it was an eclectic group of people that came together. I would attribute that to just the diversity of the DJs. As I mentioned last week, I know you guys were listening already, so this is probably redundant, but having Poppy Laced, Brio, Dusty Digital, Texas Mike, and DJ ABD was perfect. I feel like it really set the tone. Having Michael Conroy there totally transformed the Foundation Room space into pretty much his own museum, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. Crazy.
He had some dope artwork.
Yeah. Man. He does this crazy thing where he puts real life things into his art. Like, there's one picture that has a legit condom on it. Like,
I missed the condom. No, I saw the Mickey D's one.
Yeah.
And he puts his own poetry in his artwork, which is pretty dope.
Yeah.
I got to talk to him about that. He was pretty dope.
He's cool. He's a cool dude. I mean, Toby K killed it with her pop-up shop, too. I saw, like, toward the end of the brunch, people were just rocking everything. Like, they bought it, and they were just wearing it all over the place.
I don't think that was set up when I was there. It was set up later in the day.
Yeah, well, it was set up probably by, like, 11:30, but it was, if you were walking past the DJs, it was to the right.
Oh.
So you probably had to, like, walk past. You kind of stayed closer to the like, patio.
I was in my little, they put me in a little nook.
Yeah.
I have my own little, like, cranny.
How'd you feel about it? What were your thoughts?
I had a delicious pulled pork omelet.
Nice. Mm.
And it was good. I had a very, I like that room. It's, for people that haven't been, it's covered in carpets, ceiling, wall, floor. It's very comfortable. It's like a palace. It's like if you had a performance in, like, some Eastern palace, you know?
Yeah, it's like Aladdin. It's like Princess Jasmine's bedroom, kind of.
Right.
Nice. And there's a Zen room. Did you see the Zen room where it was like peaceful?
I think I've been in there before, but I wasn't in there for the boogie Zen experience. Zen and the Art of Boogie Brunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a personal tour by
Did you?
Yeah, and Rachel. Yeah, they both gave me a tour.
Oh, they like you.
Which is pretty, they love
we do.
We Jimmy just was like, oh, hey, like, you're here.
I think it's graduated to love now. Like, they both 100%.
Love
me. Yeah.
Definitely.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all there.
100, it's burning hot love for Priscilla.
Definitely.
And speaking of Priscilla,
live free and spread love.
She came into the brunch looking like a Nubian queen. Like,
I'll take it.
Repping all the colors.
No claps. I'm humble.
But nah, it was really awesome. I mean, you know, I think we had some cool influencers in the space, in the room. I felt like there were a few people bumping shoulders that maybe wouldn't have bumped shoulders.
Shout out to Jameel. I met him.
Yes.
Finally.
Perfect.
The man himself.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, he's going to be crushing it at that event that we're throwing on the 16th, though.
There's an event on the 16th?
There's an event on the 16th.
Tell us more, please.
I'd love to hear more about that.
Ah, man. So, you know, that event is going to be at Middle East.
Ooh.
Doors open at
10:30,
I believe. Great talent in there. Rec Shop, Tim Nyan, my bad.
No, it's funny. Everyone says Nahan. And he came on, he was on the air, and he did like a whole big thing about how it's Nyan, it's not Nahan. And someone showed up like 5 minutes after that, and they were like trying to be all hip, but like, oh yeah, Tim Nahan. And
oh, like, man.
It's a battle he fights.
I mean, he should just spell that out phonetically for the people. Yeah.
Tim, change your name already.
Come on, Tim. Get with it before the show.
But yes, Tim Nyan, yep. Rael,
yep.
DJ Poppy Lace,
yep.
Hosted by Champ Chuck.
That'll be great.
We might be there.
Maybe.
I'll be there, I think.
I may pop in.
I'll be playing the background.
Of course. It'll be great.
We have to be there.
You have to.
Yeah. So, you're doing that with me. Now, that leads me to my next thing.
Yep.
Because we want to talk about you.
Okay.
So, Booger Money, we talked a bit about what it was last week, connecting dots, which is sort of our dots got connected by a family friend from way back.
And yeah.
Now, we're demonstrating the power of connected dots and connecting further dots. So, I want to talk about you, though. How did you we talked about the starts of Booger Money.
Yep.
But Drea.
Drea.
How did Drea get started?
I mean, you know, it was a warm spring evening in 1985 when my parents were listening to some sultry soul music, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Baby making,
probably the Isley Brothers or something like that. I don't know. But I'm from Springfield. I was an only child for 10 years. I'm the oldest of 5 now, and I've just always been an outgoing, disarming person. Like, I always try to see people for the good in them, as opposed to approaching things with negativity. And I think when you have that mindset, inevitably you just create this human connection that ends up being long term. People legit just tell me about their lives. Like, some people, I don't even know them, and they just come up to me and start talking to me. It's weird.
So this happened naturally. It's not like you, like, observed, like, oh, this is what I have to do. Like,
No. I mean, honestly, I went to school for sports events entertainment management. I learned a lot about networking and the power of networking and you know, marketing there. But, I mean, I've always been a connector.
Sports events,
entertainment marketing. Yep,
thinking about putting together a softball team.
Really?
Yeah.
You should do. I will be your cheerleader and drink the things for you guys. Yeah.
Let's do that.
We should do it.
Why not?
We should do it. I mean, yeah, it's honestly, you know, your network, like I was saying last week, it's really important to understand the power of your network and how much more powerful it can become if you are willing to introduce the people in that network.
Right.
You know?
I definitely believe in that. Like, if someone's doing, and that's also, it's important on the flip side, and artists and people who do sort of have it as a side hustle don't always want to talk about what they're doing because they almost feel like they're over-promoting.
Right.
But that's why it's also important. Everybody you are connected with should know what you're doing, because if they're like you or someone else, they're going to tell other people and connect it. I didn't always tell people I was doing radio, and then I would start doing it, and then you find out you just meet so many more people because, oh, my friend is doing that over there. You guys should talk. Like, so be open with what you're doing, people.
Yeah.
You never know when you're going to run into a Drea.
Now, is there such thing as over-promoting? Like, if you do multiple things?
You tag me on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, speaking of tagging on Facebook, Sam put up the most busted picture of me on social media. Like, I was hitting him up, texting him, like, take that expletive down.
Unbelievable.
Right
no
now.
Other guest has ever had the audacity to try to
I don't care.
Command my Instagram.
I was like, you've
feed
got
like
to be
this.
Kidding me right now. You, like,
which one was it? Where was
I don't even know. My eyes were crossed.
See, it looked fine.
Dude, it looked like I had like a full bag of popcorn in my cheeks. Like, uh-huh. It was a mess, but
I probably wasn't that bad. And you're being a critic.
Oh, man. Self-critic. You know, you just gotta let that, your soul glow.
Yeah, just shine just that, shine bright like a diamond, man.
Yeah.
shine. Speaking of, am I the only one that watches Rihanna work on the train in the morning before I get to the office?
I've never seen, is it a good video?
Yeah, there are two.
Is she doing two. Rihanna things in it?
She's doing all Rihanna the Rihanna anymore. Things.
Okay.
In like a, what would you even call that thing
it's
that she's wearing?
It's just a real, like, if have you ever been to a reggae party?
Sort
like
of.
Like a reggae part, like a real reggae dirty party. Not dirty, dirty.
Dirty wine? You've been to dirty wine them?
I don't think I've been to like the underground reggae
party.
Well,
you should watch it, and it's like a little snippet of what you might get at a reggae party.
Who's throwing those in the city? Call in right now.
LFODradio.com. Please, yes, we need to get involved. Hey, Roots of Creation, New Hampshire. Reggae band just had the number one album on Billboard.
Ooh.
Number one reggae.
Nice.
Straight out of New Hampshire, Live Free or Die.
Did you catch that dance move?
I don't. Sam is just
full of surprises. They can't see it.
No,
that's the
I was
thing.
Asking like, Dre if she caught it.
I just let out these little ticks, these little energy ticks.
Yeah, he's doing all the things in here.
I'm doing everything, the most, as they might say.
Yeah, we do need a camera.
So listen. Our friend Taz is outside. I feel like we should let her in.
Yeah.
I have a few other things I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
You said I Googled you.
Oh.
I looked up some stuff. I found some quotes. So I want to talk about them.
Are they MySpace quotes?
Or who like, knows? Hey, they could be from anywhere. But what we're going to do, because I'm going to put you on some more Knots, because you don't know about Knots. This is an ill Biggie Smalls remix he did of Kicking the Door. This
Ooh.
Is Knots. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
I got to talk. I got to tell what I feel. gotta talk about my life as I see it.
Biggie. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. And you. And you. And you. This goes out to you.
Biggie.
This goes out to you. This goes out to you. And you. Rain on the top was short like leprechauns as I crush so-called Willie's thugs the rapper dog. Get in that man, kick fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon, da-da-da. Up the top, you got to call me Francis M.H. White intake like toast, so iron. Was tuned in shootouts, stay low and keep firing. Keep extra flips for extra issues. Next to flip on that cat with that grip on rap. The most shady.
Biggie.
Ain't no telling where I may be. May see me in D.C. and Howard Homecoming with my man Capone drumming. Up something, you should know my steel up. Went from 10 G's for blow to 30 G's a show. To 4 G's with ones I've never seen before. So, G's up, get off the notorious. Before I squeeze them bust. If the beef between us, we can settle it. With the chrome and metal issue, I look it out like a kettle kit. You're delicate, you better get 2 cents. You still peddle this. I got more rides than great adventure. Waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. On your mark, get set. When I spark, you wet. Look how dark you get when you're marked for death. Should I start your breath or should I let you die? And then you start to cry, ask why? Lyrically, I'm worship. Don't front the word sick. You cursed it, but rehearsed it. I drop unexpectedly like murder. It's you rehearsed it. Stuck quickly for long teeth and show money. Don't forget the publishing. I punish her. I'm done with them, son. I'm surprised you run with them. I think they got mumming. Cause they nothing but stick. Trying to blow up like nitro and dynamite sticks. Mad, I smoke hydro, rock diamonds, that's sick. I pay off my flow, rock with my own flip. Take trips to Cairo, pay in with your. If I know you playing, you was rich, girl. Come when I see you out. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more.
Biggie, Biggie. Thoughts?
I liked it.
Good. That was the Knots. I think Biggie's birthday is around right now.
What's the
I don't keep track all that because I feel like the people that do, unless they knew him personally, are just like doing it for like views or like media points or like
for like
vulture-y type things.
Like they're doing it for the likes.
I know March 9th. I know when he died, and
there's a huge reunion tour coming up with all of. Like,
what is going on with your mic there?
I don't know.
Just leave it alone.
Is it messing up the thing?
Yeah, we can hear it.
Well, there's a huge reunion tour with all of the Bad Money crew.
I saw that. They were talking about trying to get Shine in the country.
Shine.
Oh, wow.
Shine will not be on that stage.
Probably, maybe a hologram. I don't know, though. Do they have the Biggie hologram for it?
Maybe.
Ooh, that would be crazy.
You can't do a Bad Boy tour without...
That would be crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot coming up. There's a rock thing... Reasonable Doubt is like 25, I think, or something like that, because I saw a thing. Biggs is doing stuff for it, and Jay might, but they don't talk to each other that much, so they don't know. Like, interesting stuff, but that's not till November or December.
Dame Dash is on couples therapy.
Oh, my God.
He's just living the high life.
He's exhausting. Wow. He exhausts me. Like, he drops gems, but it's just so exhausting to get to them.
100%.
But yeah, so Booger Money.
Booger Money.
Yes, please.
Now, yes, please. So we know a little bit about Drea. We know about the Boogie Brunch. couple things I want to ask you about. First of all, you put me onto the word ideate.
Yeah.
I don't get put onto a lot of new words.
That was, really? Yeah. Like a triple word score for you?
Yeah, I
like
saw that and I was like, right. Whoa, did she make it up?
No.
And I Googled it, and it is a real word.
But you thought that I made it up. You thought you were going to Google it and be like, this girl is not legit.
No, as a testament to your creativity.
Oh, okay.
I mean, booger money is kind of an inventive idea and a concept, you know? So sure. You create things. I consider you a creator.
Well, I appreciate that. That means a lot to me.
Thank you. And I'm an artist of sorts, too. A BS artist. I can't say it on the radio. So... the other day, I saw another thing. You were talking about brands are the new label.
They are.
Can you expand upon that concept?
I can.
Because I think that's a core to what you do.
Yeah, for sure. So aside from throwing events in the city, and to be completely clear, again, I know you were listening last week, so this may sound repetitive, but I'm not a promoter. Or typical promoter per se. My primary focus is on connecting the dots. So if connecting the dots involves me sharing a social post here and there, I'm gonna do it, but promoting isn't my thing. That being said, part of what I do with Booger Money is I run a music program for Google Cambridge. I started it with Google Austin, brought it over to Google Cambridge. I book live music for Google Cambridge for their office culture. Every single month, I bring in a local Boston artist to perform for Google employees, and they get paid well, they get taken care of hospitality-wise, they can use the brand's mark any way that they'd like, in a positive light, of course. To date, I've booked about 40 of the best bands, like talking about from Tiger Man Woe to Shea Rose to Ballroom Thieves. I mean, it runs the gamut. It's more of like an acoustic type of set because it's inside of their coffee shop. Mm-hmm. But that segues into how I feel about brands being the new label. It's like, for me, when I was working over at Sonic Bids, managing brands campaigns for like Uber and JanSport, Renaissance Hotels, the most important thing was that these artists needed these brands to get the reach that they were looking for. And the brands needed the artists to engage with them to bring their following to the brand. So it really is a mutually beneficial relationship if you build it right. The way that labels worked in the past were, you know, a label would approach an artist and would cut them a deal and give them an advance that they would have to pay back. The way that it works in the brand's world is a brand will pay an artist to represent them, and they're not asking to get the money back. You know, like they're going into it understanding that there's a risk, but the reward is probably much greater than the risk.
Right.
Yeah.
Very dope.
Thanks.
Game.
Thank you.
I saw a thing. Do you know? You know who? What's his name? Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah. The lead guy, Kevin
Corcoran.
Corgan?
Yeah. Not Kevin, though. Dave Corcoran?
Steve? Something. Some weird basic
grunge name. Fans are just smashing their fists into the... Anyway, I saw him talk about that, like, way back. He was like, dude, I'm just trying to... Billy, thank you.
Thank you.
From the audience.
For the win.
We're trying... He was like, I'm just trying to get... in the Visa commercial. He's like, these guys are still trying to write albums. He's like, I just want my song in a Visa commercial. That's all I want. Call me a sellout, call me whatever, but like, they're actually going to pay me against, like, these labels aren't going to give me anything, or they're going to have so many strings attached. So,
of course, yeah, when you think about that, one thing to think about is the licensing, right? So we talk all the time about the Apple commercials where, I don't know, I think it was Jet, one of those bands, they had pretty much one hit, and it got licensed to Apple iPod, and I haven't heard anything else from them ever.
Jet. That song was good. They had a second song, which wasn't bad either. That band was... I'm really glad that whole, like, nostalgic on purpose thing died out. That was kind of annoying.
You didn't
them,
like that,
The Darkness.
What about the White Stripes? How do you feel about them?
I like their... songs, but I like their singles. I feel weird. I really like their singles, but I never really enjoy their whole album. I like Jack White. His new band is good. What are they called? Now, I'm not used to talking rock on this show.
It's,
so
it's okay.
It's
okay.
Got, they have this, the singer from The Kills. She's okay. Sick. She has a great voice. She's the lead singer. He's in it. They're great, though.
Well, you know that Jack White did that cameo on that Beyonce album. I won't even get into the Beyonce album because people won't like what I have to say, but he does have a song on there with her that I think is pretty dope. It's one of the few bangers on the song.
I've only heard a couple Beyonce songs. I try not to.
I'm
going to
get
rehab
angry.
I'm about to get kicked out of the studio for speaking out of turn.
Nah, Beyonce is not LFOD sanctioned at all. We don't discuss the beehive here.
On to the next one.
Shout out to Jay. So, Taz.
What's up?
Do you have any questions for Drea here?
No. What? Okay, so when they told me about Booger Money, I went on the website and I was like, okay, let me read this. But then there was all these words and I was like, okay.
She works better with pictures.
okay. Yes.
No, but yeah, basically what I got from it was like, you're the plug to like the potential like higher official plug. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what
She's a power strip.
But, yes. Except my phone's always dying. Like, it might be on 1% right now.
You didn't learn from last time.
No, but that's, I think that's pretty dope. I've never heard of it. So when, you know, they were saying in the group chat, I was like, oh, let me check that out. Sorry, I missed the brunch. Cool. I was working, but what you do is pretty dope.
It's all good. Nah, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I will work on adding some more pictures for you.
Please, memes. If you could just communicate in memes.
Sorry, like, some GIFs, maybe. Yeah. Like, something.
That younger demographic.
We could do something. Yes. The millennials want it. They need the
you
pictures.
You just need a flashing.
Bernstein Bears.
You just need
know.
It's lit on your entry page.
Yes,
just flashing
true.
And you're there.
True. Oh, so you're older.
I'm a millennial too.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, damn.
But no, I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because it can be kind of confusing to describe what Booger Money does and what we're into, but we have our hands in a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, like, we are the execution and we're the connect. So, for example, if I'm working on a project with Sam, I may be there for some of the beginning stages to make sure that everything is set up the way it should be. Mm-hmm. May drop off for a little bit so he can kind of handle his thing and do what he needs to do. And then when it comes to the execution point, I'm there to make sure that like no details are being missed.
What are your biggest challenges with Booger Money?
Yeah. Honestly, like time. Mm-hmm. Like, I am a really big ideas person and I have so many ideas, like legit, like they keep me up at night. Mm-hmm. And I just wish I had more time to do all of the things that I'd like to do. So it's a huge challenge for me because I want to build out a team. And it's one of those things where when you've built something from the ground up, it's like your baby. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you've got to make sure that you have the right people and the right players in the right place to make things move seamlessly so it doesn't even feel like you're not there. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely a challenge. Just wishing that I had more time. I don't know. Like, that's a really good question. Like, in specifically in the city of Boston, I think that there's this really weird kind of static tension between people trying to do things in the city. And I think there's a huge challenge there that just needs to be deaded because we're all working toward one common goal. So if we could all just come together and create things cohesively, like as a unit, instead of trying to step on people's toes or like push things where they shouldn't be pushed, it would just make things so much easier. Like, we're small, like we're not
not a big market,
right?
Is the problem.
You know, like, we're gonna bump into each other on the train,
right,
at some point, so you better act right.
I also feel like I also feel like people like have a difficult time asking for help. You know, everyone's pride is kind of too much sometimes, so but I definitely feel you on that.
Help is tough to ask for. I'm glad you said that, because the podcast we're dropping tomorrow with Shimmy, we had a long talk about the whole hashtag New Boston thing that people try to start, and then that got swept right out of here because, yeah, you know, it's like there are people who are here. The thing is, I don't think anyone has really ever pulled off like the big picture thing, like put Boston on the map or whatever. So everyone thinks, well, you haven't done it yet. I probably know how to do it best. So
right.
Yeah.
Everyone is kind of like, they know we need unity, but at the same time, they're like, well, they didn't do it yet. So like, right, probably do it over here. Like,
yeah.
It's annoying, but I think we're making good progress.
I agree. I also think, too, it depends on like where you're like, where pretty much like where your bread comes from, right? Like if you're doing what I do as far as Booger Money goes to be your primary source of income, you're gonna be in this defensive, super competitive state of mind all the time.
Right.
But if you're coming at it as like a passion project and as something that maybe you're not gonna be having the masterpiece gold ceilings from it, but you're gonna be putting some cool people on the map, it's a different experience.
Right.
So that can be a variable as well, for sure.
We're here for the passion.
Yeah, always.
Live free. So we're gonna play a song, and then we have a big discussion about 90s hip hop happening immediately after this. Yep. Okay, she's got her notes. No.
Scared.
Drea, this is dope. You're gonna stick around and talk about this, right? Did you listen to it last night?
I did. Thank you for the heads up. I did listen to it.
So for people that don't know, we had a discussion about a month and a half ago, the last time the lovely Taz was here with Priscilla. Neither of them had heard Moment of Truth by Gangstar.
No,
or even knew who Gangstar was. And because I am a teacher and not a bully, I decided the best way to approach this was to be if we all could learn about it together. So, we're going to listen to that in a second. But first, one other thing I'm going to teach. Killer Season turned 10 yesterday. Very important album. I don't have any cleans off Killer Season, but I do have this song called Down and Out featuring Kanye West. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Killer, baby. Kanye, this that 1970s heroin flow, huh?
Yeah. Y'all hear people let's talking about who high, who nah. Man, they don't know we finna kill the game this year. Killer, yay,
Ayo,
come on.
Street mergers, I legislated the nerve. I never hated on murders premeditated. Absurd, I hesitated, observed. Cock is prey, hit you from a block away. Drinking sake on a Suzuki, we in Osaka Bay. Playing soccer, stupid, stay in the sucker's place. Pluck your ace, take your girl, fuck her face. She dealing with killer, so you love her taste. Swallowing killer, cause she loved the taste. I got brought up with crooked kitchen orders that I'm cooking, but got caught up with the tricks and would've thought I went from Brooklyn. It get boring just looking, did like Bill Cosby, pouring in the pudding. Now the dashboard is wetting from my hard tangled grammar. Interior, inferior, star spangled banner. Card games, bananas, mob men and tanners. Guns everywhere like the car came with hammers. He's back.
They trying to say he
down.
I hear niggas saying he the games and the nooses. Our girl is the models. They give you the juices. Yeah, they say he. Yeah, they say he. Cause I'm back on my grind. Money back on my mind. Yeah, and Killer Cam. The world is mine.
I see you just look straight up like Simon Says. Open me, I should put your legs behind your head. Got me ear ones, hun. Lime and red. You got pets, me too. Mine's a dead dog. Fox, minks, gators, that's necessary. Accessories, my closet's pet cemetery. I get approached by animal activists. I live in the zoo, I run scandal with savages. All my niggas get together to gather loot. Bodyguard for what dog, I'd rather shoot. I go to war, old Tim, batted boots. Hand grenade, gargle, and a parachute. Y'all don't even know the name of my flip. It was touch me, tease me when cased with the shit. You don't know about the cases I get. Court case, briefcase, suitcase, cases of Chris Al.
They trying to say he
down,
I hear niggas saying he
down, but
I flow's the truest. The games and the nooses. Our girls the models. They give you the juices. Yeah, they say he
down.
Yeah, they say he
down.
Cause I'm back on my grind. Money back on my mind. Yeah, killer cam.
Yo, and you dealing with some sure ish. Sure, my just did my pure thing. Play razor tag, slice your face, you're it. It's I who come by, drive through, gator toe Maury, three quarters sky blue. Look at mommy, eyes blue, 5'2.
Mr. High Boo, high you. Pony skin Louis, oh, you fly too. You a stewardess, good ma, I fly too. Now when niggas got baked in the bait, Harlem shake, nah, I'm in Harlem shaking the weight. Shaking the bait, shaking the jakes. Kill you, shoot the funeral up. That Harlem shake at your weight. Just your picture though, you still taped in the lake. I'm laughing, you couldn't wait to escape. But anyone who owed the dough had to load the foe. I hope a nigga heard when I said I told you so.
They trying to say he
down.
I hear nigga they ain't he, but I flows the truest. The games and the nooses, our girls the models. They keep with the juices. Yeah, they say he
down.
Yeah, they say he
down.
Cause I'm back on my grind, money back on my mind. The world is mine.
Killer, you already know Harlem. Whole Midwest, Detroit, Naptown, St. Louis, Chicago, of course, West Side, holla at me, South Side, Wild Hunters. You know what it is, Ohio, Columbus, holla at your boy. You know what else I do, Dayton, Youngstown, Cleveland, Cincinnati.
And we are back on Live Free or Die Radio.
Wait, I have one last question to ask Drea.
One last question.
One more chance.
So, if you can describe your movement with the hip hop lyric, what would Ooh. It be?
Whoa! Wait, what? Is this
she
real?
Asked the big ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I wait till the end of the show?
One last 10-minute question.
You can think about it and come back to me, but as long as you answer.
All right, okay. I'll think about it.
Wow. I still haven't answered my version
Blowing
of that question.
Blowing my mind.
Yeah, sorry, I mean, I do that often.
She's the truth. I'm telling you. I only associate with greatness.
Understandably so, clearly.
Such a pleasure. Only reflection. We only reflect you.
That's really nice. I'm just feeling so warm right now. So, Gangstar, 1998, Moment of Truth is released. 1997 actually came out and went gold in 98. You guys hadn't heard it. Did you listen to it front to back?
Yes.
What is with the
No, I just
homework. But no, it was a really good album. And then
he drops gems, right?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
The style is a little dated.
Very.
Yeah. Obviously, but you have to understand people have built upon his style since then and refined it.
I think out of the 20 songs that I listened to, I only like two. Don't kill me.
That's fine. Jeez, everyone, who do you think I am?
But I think that, I guess it's...
Which maybe, two?
Above the Clouds.
Yes.
And Moment of Truth.
another Sam dance just all over the place right now.
I need to keep my Snapchat up so I can catch it.
You can't.
But I think those are the ones that really like resonated to me. And I think because I'm not much of like a hardcore rap, you know,
this is
person.
This is like the origins of New York City boom bap right here.
There, okay. So that's, But I think it was okay. It was cool. Like I even cooked when I was doing it. And that's a pretty big, you know, deal.
I didn't know you could cook.
Wow, yes. You didn't see my Snapchat?
No.
Okay. What were you cooking, though?
Yeah. I was cooking, what's it called?
We get so off
turkey sausage.
Okay.
And pasta.
Above the Clouds is probably
so
my...
So Taz is cooking next Tuesday?
Yeah,
is
let's
that what
do
it
that.
Is?
Yeah, I could.
Tacos with Taz.
Yeah.
Yes, whoa,
please.
For the win.
That'd be dope.
Follow LFOD Radio on Snapchat.
Yes.
That should be a thing, Taz.
Yes.
Yes, Sam, I'm with it.
Oh, see? Okay.
I'm with it. Above the Clouds is one of my favorite songs, like top ever, really. Beautiful record.
I enjoyed, you know, my Steez.
Yeah.
Because of Play First, but I really didn't like it. I really did
that
like
pretty
it.
Cool too.
That was a pretty dope.
Yeah, that was your favorite song?
I don't know if it was my favorite, but it was the song that really stuck out to me. That and Moment of Truth, but.
Yeah. Well, this was their most commercially successful album. They had others that were a little more critically acclaimed, maybe, but they basically stuck with the same style for a decade and put it in, and Guru is still like, he's the best to come out of Boston, you know, I would say. It's funny, he's from Boston, Premier's from Houston, and together they define New York hip-hop, so kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not where you're from, it's where you're at.
True. True.
For sure. Because even back in the 90s, you couldn't make it in Boston. You had to leave. No one was rocking with him in Boston, so he was like, I guess I got to take the show on the road.
That's true, though.
So,
well, what does it mean to make it in Boston, though? Like, that's a thing. That's like, do you think that is?
That's a discussion for another time.
All right.
I want to hear, Priscilla wrote some things down about the album.
Ooh.
I just wrote some lyrics, but I really do want to hear this conversation here.
We don't have enough. It's based on our time. We like,
okay,
really
so
don't have
one
time.
Lyric that really stuck out to me that was in, you know, my steeds was MCs are used up warranty while real MCs are the minority, which I thought was very relevant to today.
Everything
when you
said
think about
right.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So you didn't like the songs, but what he was saying was
yeah.
pure truth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, moment of truth.
Right.
His truth.
Right.
But even years later, for like the issues that he speak about still be like issues now. That's crazy. Like,
yeah.
Where is the progress?
No one listened. You gotta listen to, you know, people are trying to, the hard headed never learn. In the words of Method Man. You guys know who Method Man is.
Yes.
Right?
Oh my God.
Speaking of, Red Man's coming to town.
He is. Yeah, we have, I mean, our listeners demand a lot of them, we're trying to drag people out of the 90s slowly but surely with LFOD radio. So, anyway, I'm going to play, what's your favorite song? Did you listen to it?
I listened to it, but I honestly don't have a favorite. Like, I can't say that I wasn't distracted. Not even going to lie to the listeners.
Capricorn. I feel okay about this progress that we've made here, but
it didn't even feel like a.
It's never long enough. I am going to close out with a completely different song that none of you guys said. Make 'em Pay. Crumb Snatcher might have one of the best guest verses of all time on this song right here. Crumb Snatcher is another Boston dude. We're going to listen to this one. It's good. But before we do that, I need to let everyone know LFODradio.com. Tomorrow we have the Shimmy Combs podcast. Beginning, dropping tomorrow morning, LFODradio.com, Shimmy Combs. We discuss a lot of what happened here, SoundCloud/LFOD. And if you're an artist and you want to get played, submissions@LFODradio.com. If you're a producer, please send us beats. We have very many things that we can use them for. And if you want to learn more about our show coming up, LFODradio.com as well. Drea, any closing thoughts? Where can people connect with you? And if they want to work with you, how do they contact you?
Yeah, for sure. Drea@boogermoney.com. That's the best way, via email. Twitter @boogermoney or @TheOnlyHudson. Instagram @boogermoney, @TheOnlyHudson. Yeah, and boogermoney.com. If you want to connect, just find me. I'm around.
She's findable.
She right here.
I'm right here. LFODradio.com.
.com. Oh, yeah, do a drop. This is Drea. You are now tuned.
Yeah. This is Drea. You are now tuned into LFOD Radio.
I love it. All right. This is Make 'em Pay, Gangstar, Crumb Snatcher. We'll be back next Tuesday with Cypher Kingdom. If you don't know about them, you're about to learn. LFOD Radio.
Sorry about the bracelets.
Claim that we're wicked, stirring up controversy, making us fight each other. All these fake rappers make it worse, they gotta pay.
Too much problems going on. Like you was some mad Supreme Court baby.
MCs, beware.
First and foremost, some rappers are sweet like fructose. When I cock back these lyrics, y'all punks best be ghost. I be the 721, 1821, the illest one. I'm almost doper than anyone. Straight out the late nights of Bed-Stuy. Stepping up, y'all put your weapons up, I make heads fly. You're artificial like saccharin. You're crazy fake. It's more than skills you be lacking in. Concepts you bite cause your identity ain't tight. Trying to be something you're not, like pulling a knife at a gunfight. I'm trooping on that airline flight number 106 and getting all up in your open mix. You got me upset and I got you uptight cause my committee's in your city tonight. Alright, we got 17 million of us plus 2 million Indians, that makes 19 mil. Light this shit up like Wild Bill. I be the supreme father plus the ill kid with drama. My karma creates the Teflon to pierce your body armor. Make sure you check your issue before you walk to me or talk to me. Step into me improperly, you just may catch the weaponry. My specialty is tearing tracks out the frame. You know my f***ing name, I rule all game. I'm universal on all planes, what's your claim?
Make them pay. Make them pay.
MCs, beware.
So enemies freeze.
Make them pay.
MCs, beware.
Yo, I've
be your highness, his slickness. You chumps been witness, tremendous trooper. Verbal again with the fitness. Drop you for your spot with the blazer, then I blast you. Slice precise like Fanny Hanna's when I come to bring the dramas. Style so swift that you can't beat the guard. As your lyrics get buried 6 feet deep in my backyard, I laugh hard. While you're mental, I run through mazes. Dark stages of terror to shatter your dressing room mirror. Your whole era gets crushed, your whole show gets bum rushed. Too many dumb punks wanna enter this rap scene, kicking Willie Bobo, but need to be slapped clean. Into oblivion, the true champion always rises. I bring surprises to the chiefs, plus their advisors. Size me up and you will find nothing's larger. Catch my wreck on your dome than a deranged make a barber. So what, you made some dough? You best keep on scrambling. All your vanity is instantly crushed when I start handling, demanding that you pay for your weak rhyme display. Coast to coast, I break the fakes every day.
And make them pay. Make them pay.
MCs, beware. So enemies freeze.
Make them pay.
MCs, beware. So enemies freeze.
I see myself as the black rap messiah. Colossal, spreading my gospel through electrical wires. Spit fire through speaks so I can reach each and every. Tom, Dick, and Jerry slipping like petroleum jelly. Too busy in the limelight, can't rhyme tight. I got divine right to bring dark to light. Something ain't right to be an MC. You got a thug, or the thug, you gotta be an MC. Listen, it's bug, show love with few. Deal with crew and crew only. And think universal like Sony. Phony pounds.